Luke, I'm getting on a plane for WordCamp Europe in a couple of days.
I'm jealous. That'll be fun.
I'm looking forward to it for a lot of reasons. And I also have some mixed feelings going into it.
Are you nervous about recording a special episode of WordCamp Europe the same as I did for WordCamp Asia?
I wasn't nervous about that. It wasn't even on my mind.
You should. I think it'd be good. We got some good feedback on that Asia episode.
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed that that episode that you did. So you set up, Luke, I think you set too high of a bar.
You'll manage.
No, I believe I'm not feeling nervous about that, but I like that idea. So what then am I feeling nervous about?
Well, you said you have mixed feelings.
Yeah. I reread Matt's post today. It has some minor edits from what I originally read.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I can't quite, there's been some changes. I didn't bother to go back and check the archive, but just noted that it's different. And first, there are a few words in there that I didn't know. Shoggoth or Shoggoth or something. There's a couple of words that
demonstrating is supreme intellect.
Oh, dude, I have a hard time. Like, I feel, I don't know, a little sad, I think. I'm not sure how I feel as I'm reading this. I'm like, it feels somewhat surreal. Like, it feels to me, because I'm taking it in good faith. It feels like a little bit of like rewriting of history in some places, and with others, I'm like, what was the point of this? Like, what are we actually trying to achieve? And just, it's strange to see a call for like people to pray to their deities.
Yeah. You haven't been praying that WP Engine loses the lawsuit?
It's strange, Luke.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah. Yeah. But at least it wasn't written by AI.
You know, I think you're correct. I don't think AI wrote that.
Actually, I like the use of like really bizarre, unusual words. I think that is a good way to sort of demonstrate, hey, this is original human content. Maybe I'm going to do that as well.
It's a way that you can help folks expand their vocabulary, perhaps.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, one of the things that stood out to me near the end of the post, he says that all of this stems from what he describes as a stupid presentation that he gave at WordCamp US in 2024, that in the past 19 months has only got 16,000 views on YouTube. That's an example to me of like, well, I was there, not for that presentation, but like at that event and afterwards. And it feels anything but a stupid presentation. And so I don't know. That's an example. I don't think he's meaning it this way, but it feels like a sort of a dismissive rewrite of history of a thing that seemed like it came out of nowhere at the time.
He's obviously regretting ever starting this. I think it's not worth it. I think he would happily agree if he were here talking to us now that it was not worth it in the end. All of the pain that it's caused, not only for us, but also for him. And yeah, so the thing, I'm just looking at it now and I see that he's removed the text, "You've won, I submit."
Ah, yes, that was there before. Yes. It was like a begging for mercy or something. I don't know, but "you've won, I submit." So maybe someone on the legal side was like, okay, you got to take that out, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Luke, this line got me as well. It's not fun and games anymore. Not just business. This is having a real impact on people's lives. And it's like, well, was it fun and games at one point? I don't remember it ever feeling like fun and games.
This has been having a real impact on people's lives the moment it happened. Yeah, right. That's annoying.
Yeah. Right. So, like, I'm going into WordCamp Europe, and Looking forward to seeing folks new and a lot of folks that I already know.
I'm celebrating a successful 7.0 release with the new real-time editing, real-time collaboration feature baked into it. Oh, wait, no, never mind. You won't be able to celebrate that.
I don't even know what is in the 7.0 release.
Foundational AI tools, a refreshed admin experience, expanded design controls, new blocks, and powerful developer APIs.
Oh, that sounded a little bit like Apple keynote.
Yeah. I mean, the new AI tools are the big ticket item. It is a little concerning. Like, I don't know if you saw, but somebody has been talking about how, who was it? It was PatchSack. The PatchSack CEO was talking about how 7.0, like these, that the plugins could be stealing API keys.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, especially these like high demand API keys for, you know, OpenAI and things like that. So,
oh, man.
I would only install trusted plugins right now if you're running 7.0. Don't just go randomly installing plugins randomly off the repo because even
I vibe code all my plugins now, so it's totally fine.
I tried to introduce, Jonathan, a new requirement for submitting a plugin to the repo, but the rest of the plugin team hasn't really responded, unfortunately. So I'm trying to push that if you have a plugin, it has to use the WordPress APIs. The new API layer for connectors, we're calling it, right? The new connectors, rather than having your own sort of interface for adding an API key here and there.
Oh,
use the connectors API. Yeah.
That seems like, especially for new plugins, it's one thing. You're probably not going to just make it a hard requirement for existing things because that takes time, but like raise the bar for the new ones coming in. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think so. But the concern is for plugins that maybe get an update and they're reading an API key from, you know, the connector screen and then maybe just sending it off somewhere else sneaky-like.
Yeah. So, Luke, since we recorded last, I've noticed this dichotomy of thought and feeling in me in regards to WordPress. And there's been a couple of things I've been excited about. I read this post from Dave Weiner talking about like WordPress as an operating system. Like kind of, you know me, I'm a sucker for something like that.
Yeah. That's your thing.
And I was like, oh man, this is getting me thinking. And especially in context of all these like new AI tools and ways of thinking of things. And then I'm also noticing that I'm personally like doing less with WordPress and doing more with like static builds. And as I'm playing with these different things and I'm having more people come to me. I was talking to someone just earlier today and they're talking about like, hey, what do I build on next? And like, what do I do? And I find myself saying things like, hey, I'm a fan of WordPress. And for me, of course, I'm not saying, but
you read one of those business books where you're not supposed to say, but right. Yeah. Never mind. Sorry.
And I find like I'm just calling out my bias as a fan of WordPress and I'm looking at situations where it's like, yeah, I don't know if that's actually the best tool for the job. And Luke, it feels like it's not that it couldn't be. And I don't know. I'm starting to wonder, like, what's the degree to which I'm just holding on to, like, nostalgia or just lots of, like, past patterns. And then I read things like this from Matt, and it makes me, you know, like, question that even more. In his opening, of course, he calls out that WordPress at 23 years old is simultaneously both the strongest and most precarious it's ever been. And I actually agree with that. But perhaps not for the reasons that Matt is calling out, that private equity is the one that's doing this to us.
Well, you're going to be the life of the party at WordCamp Europe, aren't you?
It's a good setup for my own little cross-version episode.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's very existential. I mean, it is. I find it hard to use WordPress seriously when I could create something with so many other available tools. And I'm a huge fan of static these days. You know, I spent this last weekend, Jonathan, talking with a few people about art.
Oh.
Yeah, my brother-in-law is studying cross-disciplinary art at university, and I've been teaching film school and things like this. And so we've been talking about, let's see, like surrealism and abstract and impressionism and things like this. And I realized that I really am excited about reimagining code as art. Not creating art with code, but no, this is my art. You know, we were talking about selling art, right? Oh, what about a commission piece? How much should you charge for that? Do you charge before or after? I said, oh, I charge for my art 50% up front and 50% once it's completed. And what I meant by that was if someone wants me to build them something with code, that's my art. And yeah, so that's how I'm imagining, because I really am proud of my coding ability and my ability to just like from foundation up imagine how a system should work and then build every piece of it. And I think that's valuable more now than ever. And so that's how I'm thinking about my work.
I'm picturing Luke the hipster coder, like only handwritten with the clacky keyboard sounds and like custom coffee on the side as well, like all super fancy.
That's all me. Yeah, I'm super hipster these days. I don't think the kids use that word anymore, but I'll own it. I'll own it as a millennial.
I turned 40 next week at WordCamp Europe. I'll be rolling the dice over.
What does that mean? Rolling the dice over?
I don't know. I just made that up on the spot. Yeah. It must be something the kids say.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Dude, I had an experience. There's a little WordPress site that I've maintained for this like fun side project that I'm involved in. I set it up a few years back, and it's for this community. Have you heard of a game called Polytopia?
Yeah. You've been trying to get me to play it for years.
Well, it's fantastic.
Oh, wait. Let me guess how this story ends. Can I?
Go, please. Take a guess.
You vibe coded a static version.
Yeah, pretty much. But here's the sad part about it. At least for me, sad, but not really. I set up a WordPress instance, and a couple of folks have been managing this WordPress instance for years. And because I've been hosting it myself, it's been going down. Like I've got like a spin up instance with DigitalOcean that I don't want to keep paying more for. So I try downgrading it, and then it starts choking. And I was like, okay, I could fix, and I looked at it and it doesn't really have much going for it. It's pretty plain. It's just a basic default theme, nothing fancy. If I really wanted to do more with it, I'd put Ollie on. But then I was like, man, I can like in an hour have a much better looking site that takes all of the like the WordPress export. So that's what I did. I exported WordPress, got the export file, pulled it into Claude Design, and within an hour had something that looked way better than it was, that was like quite functional. And they were super happy with. And now we're looking at doing some like special projects that use live data. And I'm like, oh, man.
Dude, I just want to tell you that it's amazing that you're able to do that. But I looked at the website and it looks like rubbish. I think you've done a really bad job.
Did you see what it looked like before?
You know how I feel about an ugly web, right? This has been we've been talking about this. I'm all in favor of it. And I want an ugly, we need, now more than ever, we need an ugly web. And let me tell you, your site now looks just exactly the frickin' same as every other bloody site out there. And I hate it. It looks exactly like Claude made your website and it is rubbish and you should feel bad about it.
And what I don't. I'm actually really happy about it because I think it's doing the job better than it was before. I feel the sadness, but I guess I'm just not the hipster that you are.